Our scripture today is a scripture of adoration to God for all that God has done. It's from Isaiah 63, and I'll be reading it from the Message translation. The prophet says, "I'll make a list of God's gracious dealings, all the things God has done that need praising, all the generous bounties of God, God's great goodness to the family of Israel, compassion lavished, love extravagant. God said, without question, these are my people, children who would never betray me. So God became their savior. In all their troubles, God was troubled too. God didn't send someone else to help them. God did it himself in person. Out of his own love and pity, God redeemed them. God rescued them, carried them along for a long, long time. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God." As we get ready to sing our celebration and continue to give praise and adoration to God, I'd like to invite you to hear these words by Ann Weems. "Later, after the angels, after the stable, after the child, they went back, as we always must. Back to the world that doesn't understand our talk of angels and stars, and especially not the child. We go back complaining that it doesn't last. They went back singing praises to God. We do have to go back, but we can still sing the hallelujahs." Let us now join together and follow the example of the shepherds and go back singing our joy.